We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back it is, Marks and Reese, live at Chiggies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. And today's broadcast brought to you by Chiggies and Pete's. Chiggies and Pete's is hiring, full and part-time, all locations. Go to chiggiesandpetes.com/careers as we try to recover from yesterday, Ike. It was a tough loss. I still felt like that the second to last drive of the game, I felt good because they were coming down the field, and Boston Scott fumbled, so it's like, right. Then they got the stop, and they had just enough time to go down, and still, I felt pretty good about it, but just one too many mistakes.
Yeah, real disappointing. It's not a season-ending loss or anything like that. They can still make the playoffs. They still have those goals in front of them, but, you know, coming off the Saints win last week where Jalen played the way that he played, scored 40 points, to go up to New York and only put up seven, not only to only score seven, but to as an offense, to be that inept and careless with the football, to me it seemed like they took a step back yesterday, you know, especially as an offense. Defense, listen, that Giants offense couldn't really do anything. They got four turnovers and still only scored 13 points. But offensively, I thought the Eagles – had turned the corner on being shut down the way that they were. And I don't think the Giants did anything.
No, I agree.
Like, they didn't do anything that was out of the ordinary, right?
Yeah, I would have seen that the Giants just, like, they were clicking. Daniel Jones was throwing the ball well. And, like, you know, the Eagles did, like, 24-23.
Right.
The way the Eagles got shut down on offense, I didn't see coming. And honestly, I mean, they still ran for 200 yards, but, like, the turnovers I didn't see coming, certainly not three interceptions.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts was uncharacteristically careless with the ball yesterday, and that's not something we've really seen all that much.
Mm-hmm. I felt like he was kind of pressing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as a quarterback, you take the responsibility of the offense on your shoulders. So you feel like if we aren't moving the ball, it's because of me. Has to be. And so then he wants to be able to do more. And I think yesterday was the first time since he's been an Eagle. You brought up the Cowboys game from last year, and I vividly remember that because I don't remember 2020 football very much.
Right.
Other than Wentz got benched and Doug was terrible and he sided with Brett Favre. That's like my only memories of 2020.
I will have something on my face for sure.
Yeah, you're right. It's one long
press
conference.
It's like, what the hell? But yesterday I thought Jalen was pressing the issue a little bit yesterday, forcing some throws yesterday.
And we'll get to the top five at five. I guess the biggest news that came out of the Nick Sirianni press conference, the day after press conference, is that he said that he's hopeful that Jalen's able to play on Sunday.
So are we.
Jack, who did he say about the hopeful thing before that kind of surprised us? And did he not play? Do you remember this earlier in the season?
I do remember it. I forget what player it was, but it was the same kind of thing. Like, yeah, we're hopefully playing. Was it Lane?
It was Lane.
We hope to get him back?
They were hopeful he was going to come back. And he was out like another 4 weeks.
Right.
To where I remember our reaction was, they're hopeful he's coming back. Like, what the hell's going on?
Well, then they got the thing on the visor. The 65 number on the visor.
That's right.
Where's the Brooks one?
Let's not go back down that road.
Oh, the conspiracies about the Sirianni visor?
They don't seem very hopeful that Brandon Brooks is going to be coming back anytime soon. That's for sure.
Really.
But also, Jack Driscoll goes on IR. He's done for the season, so now they need a right guard.
Yeah.
Who's that going to be?
Well, Jamone Brown.
No, it will not be Jamon Brown. Sorry, Jack.
Well, you remember that about last year, right? Don't you?
I do remember that, yes.
Fixing his gloves.
On, yes.
And after the game, he was so happy.
And he sacked Wentz.
He did. He sacked Wentz. He was happy for Lamar Jackson.
What a player.
Hugging him after the game. All right, let's just get it over with so we can quiet Jack up. Top 5 at 5, Jack. Go ahead.
Quiet?
Why don't we do the top 5 at 5 at 5:55 forward?
That'd be a lot of fives.
Well, it's the end of the show too.
Well, we all know. We don't know.
I like top 5 at 5.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
well, every day you act like you hate it, but then you know it's just like it's a good light changeup.
All right.
Man, jeez, every day. Someone's gonna hold this team accountable because number 5 hasn't been brought up enough. Yeah, they win this game if Nate Herbig isn't terrible. Like, I mean, he took off a big game by Hurts, and he literally took a touchdown off the board in a game where they scored 7 points. Like, it's one of the reasons they lost, and they stopped running the ball when he was in there. Like, it's, a lot of this traces back to Nate Herbig, but he's lucky to be number 5, and I think he needs to be on this list.
Yeah, it was a rough little time period there that Jason Kelce was out of.
Well, and then you start thinking about post-Kelce, and it's like, wow, this is really dark. I'm not ready for Jason Kelce not to be the Eagles center, I got to be honest. Number 4 is Boston Scott. You know, he was the MetLife killer, giant killer. They were going to score there. Like, there was no doubt in my mind. It had that feel. And he fumbled. And you can't fumble in that situation. You got to be better. And, you know, they kept kicking themselves, you know, when they were down. And Boston Scott was a part of that.
Yeah.
It was a huge fumble.
Huge fumble. If it wasn't for Jalen Reagor, Boston Scott would be at the forefront of a lot of people's minds today.
Yep. Turns out Reagor really, really messed up. Number 3, I'm giving it to Nick Sirianni. I know you can't put the whole blame on him, but, like, they look like a team that smelled themselves all week. I know it's kind of hard to quantify, but they were sloppy. We hadn't seen them play that way in a little while. Like, they had all the look of a team that was, like, feeling better than they were. And honestly, I feel like the tone was set with the whole "we're nasty" thing. Like, you're not that nasty. You're fine. And it just bothered me that he started off with that. And they looked like a team that was smelling themselves yesterday.
I mean, I think there's definitely some of that. Yes, yes, it is.
It's a young team.
He's an excitable guy. He wants to be positive. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like great coaches off of the Saints game would have said, hey, good effort, but we almost blew it. Like giving them positives, but then also reeling them back in. I feel like it was just positives.
And to your point, Jack, and I don't want to interrupt your top fives. I know you get a little sensitive about that. But,
here we go.
But, no. Nick Sirianni's reaction after last week's win, to your point, if you're with a more veteran-laden coach, they're already thinking about the Giants game and knowing that that's a game that you can overlook. So instead of being out there in a celebratory fashion and talking about how great Jalen is as a quarterback and you've never seen this and that and the other, maybe that's where you do the Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick role, where you pour water on the victory just so that you keep everybody grounded.
Yeah, I mean, there's reasons to pour water on that.
To Jack's point, the team did look like they came into that game
thinking they could
just expecting to win the game.
Yeah, I mean,
like, they didn't play a game when they were buttoned up and, like, they knew they needed to put forth their best effort.
And was the game against the Saints really that impressive? Simeon sucks.
Right.
Kamar wasn't playing. They had limited weapons on offense.
But it was so much pressure to win at home. It felt that way after the win.
And it's
win.
A good defense.
Yes.
And it's a very good defense, which
Jalen
is real.
Jalen had the big run late, so it almost made it seem like they could exhale, whereas, you know, maybe you should have been thinking about that Giants game immediately and saying, you know what, we need to get refocused and get locked back in because we can go back next week and give it all away.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, Jack.
And that's why this game against the Jets, I mean, obviously every game's important at this point, but if they can bounce back and show that they can put it forth a dominant effort rather than, like, another stinker, I think it's a big game from that standpoint. Number 2, I know he cost him the game at the end, but Jalen Reagor is my number 2. It wasn't the whole game, but when you boil it down, if he catches those balls, they win. Like, it's as simple as that. I know. Gobble those balls up. If he gobbles those balls up, the Eagles are winning that game. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Winner, loser, Jalen Reagor.
It's true. That's true. And Nick Sirianni is never going to say that that play cost them the game.
Joel Embiid would.
But Joel Embiid said he didn't think he was going to make it from having COVID. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, man, he had it bad.
He did.
I just meant how he broke down the Ben Simmons.
No, I know. Well, honestly, that's why the first thing I thought of when I saw Devontae melting down was like, this is what caused Ben to want out.
No, I like seeing Devontae ticked off on the sideline. I like seeing it. I like him throwing the helmet, being mad.
Threw the helmet, went up to the coach.
Yeah, yep. Well,
as hell.
It's your 11th game there, pal. Like
Slim Reaper.
Let's not throw your teammates and your quarterback under the bus.
I mean, really.
Dude was wide open.
He was.
Wide open. It was an easy throw, too. The safety was far enough over. He could have easily caught a touchdown on that, Jack.
Yes. Number one, there's no one else to blame than Jalen Hurts. I mean, it was his worst game as an Eagle. Missed a lot of throws. Wasn't effective. I mean, the only time he's ever effective is running the ball. You can't throw three picks and then not be number one on this list. So, Jalen Hurts, number one. The pick at the end of the first half might have been the worst play I've ever seen a quarterback make. Like, I know we saw Wentz last year and the pick that he threw in the Cowboys game. I think the Hurts pick was worse. I got to be honest.
No, hell no.
No, and it doesn't really count because if Ward catches the touchdown, then it's not a –
Hell no, that pick from that Monday night football game or Sunday night game, whatever it was. Yeah, that goes down. And Wentz, I mean, he had the one earlier this year we threw left-handed out of the end zone, so he has a couple of those under his belt.
Yeah, he's getting a little Favre-ing him.
It's my guy.
All right, Jack, 15 seconds on Max Scherzer signing with the Mets.
Oh, God.
Let's see, he's 37. He's got to break down eventually, right? Why not break down as a Met?
Will break down as a Met.
Of course, they're paying $43 million a year. Now, am I terrified? Yes. DeGrom.
How many years?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a long-term investment, but he's missing at least a season and a half of that.
DeGrom and Scherzer are enough to keep you up at night, but I have full confidence the Mets are going to mess this whole thing up.
Well, I have full confidence that they will not keep me up at night, and I will be sleeping just fine. But as a Philly fan, it's not a good day. Got a door and window. Looking to hire experienced installers and service techs. If you're in search of a great career opportunity, call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, let's get some reaction here. We'll start with Rios in North Philly. Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
What's up, Rios?
Yo, let me tell you this. With me, I'm an eye for an eye person, and I'm going to be fair. Yes, Jalen Hurts cost that game. Number one, he was out of character from what he usually do. Now, maybe that first interception, people could say the receiver didn't run the whole route. But you talk about before half, when you could get a field goal, the Jalen Hurts that I thought, oh, man, he just going to throw it out of bounds or whatever it is. No. You throw that interception, you see what happens. So he had a poor, crappy game. So I'm going to be, I'm just going to be honest with that right there. Number two, Nick Sirianni thought it was a bye week. He thought it was a bye week because, like I said last week, Rager sucked. So he made a whole package. We're just going to do stuff for Rager today. It's a bye week. Let's do some stuff with him. Well, keep his butt in practice gobbling up balls all day. That's what y'all need him to do. Now, I don't care how this guy feels. This is about the Philadelphia Eagles. But Jalen Rager, like I said last week, and what he does right now, he don't care. Look what he shows on the field. I know you, Johnny. I know you, Ike. I know you, Jack, was watching. Anytime he gets the ball kicked to him, what is he doing? He's not trying to get hit, run out of bounds, get down real quick. Why Boston Scott or something ain't back there? So get that guy out of here. I don't know if any one of y'all ever watched Tango and Cash, but I felt like Kurt Russell at court saying what I had to say.
I don't remember it, though. I've seen it.
Exactly,
you remember it? The detail?
What Kurt Russell said?
Yes.
Oh, I can't say it on the phone, but he said bleep sucks.
Oh. Well, I don't even remember other than Terry Hatcher was Sly Stallone's sister, and she was very attractive, Sly Stallone wasn't very happy that Kurt Russell liked her, I think. That's about all I remember from it.
I saw Rios' rap video.
He has a rap video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had not seen that.
Can you not now unsee it?
No, I can't unsee it.
It's intense.
Yeah, Jack sent it to me. It's like 4.5, 4 minutes of wife I couldn't get back, and Jack sent it on Thanksgiving Day too. Thank you.
Right on
is
time.
Is it is it like throwback old school hard rap?
Oh, yeah,
or is it?
No doubt about it. We used to think Rios is doing happy rap.
No. He's got a lot of problems with the men in this country.
Exactly. Yeah, he just.
Is that his theme?
Yeah, I guess.
You're gonna send that to me, Jack.
Send that to me.
Jack, we have talked to Mad Mike was early on the show, as was OG Wade.
Well, and that's the guys you want to talk to after a loss.
Well, that's right. One guy we haven't talked to.
We haven't heard.
Yeah, where is he?
Where's Chuck? Chuck was talking a good game.
Oh, he's back on. He's back on.
It took like last week was the first week where he was full back, puffing his chest out. I was never off. What are you guys talking about? Right. I was always on. Jalen Hurts is the guy. You're full of it. Right? Like, it took a couple weeks to get there. He's been back for a couple of weeks, but he was fully back last week, and now he doesn't call. The day after a loss like that, to stand his ground and to let everybody know it's going to be okay with Jalen Hurts.
Well, and last week he's getting endorsements from other callers saying, like, my daughter tears up listening to you around this time.
Oh, my God.
At 4:45.
And then the tweets that we got saying, I'm a Chuck from Mount Airy listener. Yeah.
Well, he's talking about his fans, like how he has a base of fans.
Yeah.
He's letting them down today.
He's being listeners. Exposed. He is. Being exposed a little bit. You have to make sure, like, Jack, he should be texting you saying, I'll be calling at this time or I'll be calling at that time. I understand if he's got work obligations and stuff, right? Like, we understand that. But, like, listen, Wade was waiting on the line for a long time to talk. Mad Mike was on early today. They had their things to say. No Chuck. Let's go to Justin in Kearney's Point. Justin, how are you?
Oh, man. All right, I guess. How you guys doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark.
Six and six right now, headed into back up there to face the Jets. We would be going crazy right now. Instead, it's 5-7, and we're like,
I'll admit, I don't think this team has any hopes or shot of anything, even if we had beaten New York. I would still let myself as a fan, get enthralled in the excitement. But, I've been kind of skeptical about this team as a whole and big time with Jalen Hurts. And, I've said it from the beginning. I really haven't seen a whole lot of improvement in the passing game aspect when it comes to the gritty details with the quarterbacking. And the biggest thing is, the progressions, and it's a perfect example, the last play, and Ike, you said it, with not even seeing Devontae Smith. Like, it wasn't even like the one earlier in the year before half when he missed Quez Watkins on the I think it was like a seam route right up the middle, and he threw, I don't know, some stupid pass to Rager or something underneath, and just missed seven there, and he knew then, like Hurts acknowledged it and saw him, at least on that play. This one, I mean, there was just no even look over. He didn't even realize it. And that's the biggest thing. Like, if you can't do that in this league, if you can't even get to your second progression consistently, we're in big-time trouble.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you agree with me on this a little bit, Ike. I've been wanting to ask you. Back when we beat Detroit, I had said then that was one of the most unimpressive, it's so weird, dominating performances I've ever seen.
and
it was because the lack of passing in the second half, which I get it, you're up and you just want to seal the deal, but the team in the spot that we're in with the personnel and the quarterback and the coaching still finding the offense, he realizes that the run-heavy aspect works and we can be good at it. But then there's no, dynamic or even extra formations, like, put in off of a play-action type of scheme. Like, nothing creative, no motions, nothing to even hang your hat on. Like, we have literally the only play-action I can think of besides, like, a normal play action fade route or whatever is the Dallas Goedert, like, either seam pattern for 15 yards or he runs, like, the you
so
know.
So what do you think? What do you think, Ike?
About?
Are they being creative enough in the passing game to have Jalen Hurts be successful when they do throw the ball?
I think they're being as creative as they can be with the personnel that they have. And it's not just Jalen. I honestly believe it's more of the wide receivers.
Yeah.
I really do. I've been saying this for weeks. I think our receivers are limited other than Devontae. I just don't see any type of dynamic ability from anyone else. You know, Dallas is a big target, very good after he catches the ball. But why isn't this guy dominating like a Darren Waller dominates, like George Kittle dominates, like Travis Kelce dominates? Why? Why is that? I don't know why. Something is missing there. Something is missing there. Because it seems like the physical ability is there.
No doubt about that.
But it's something, I don't know if we're not designing plays to get it to him frequently or what. But somebody with his athleticism, his size, he should be more of a dynamic player. And he should be more of a feature in our passing offense.
Like Nick Sirianni should be looking for a way to get a mismatch to where you get somebody on him and they
can't. I don't care if you split him out wide,
right,
put him in the slot, give him wide receiver screens, shovel passes. I don't care what it is. There should be more ways to get 88 the football.
Yeah, I agree. I saw something yesterday from the Giants. I don't know if I've ever seen a flea flicker screen pass.
How about that? It was pretty good,
too. It was very good.
My real issue was, how the hell they have enough time to do all that? I'm like, how do they have enough time to do that? A flea flicker screen?
I've never seen it before.
Wow.
Oh, man. 215-592.
That was one of their better plays yesterday.
It was. Yeah, they got a good 25 yards out of that.
That was one of their better plays yesterday.
215-592-9494. Today's broadcast sponsored by Chiggs and Pete's Brandon Graham Show.
Let me tell you who stunk up that joint last night. Lamar Jackson. My goodness.
Four interceptions.
And bad ones, too.
Bad ones, yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry.
He's bad. It was a bad game. They were lucky to win last night. Brandon Graham Show. 6 o'clock tonight, Chiggs and Pete's Players Lounge. Every Monday night, tonight at 7, following the games, Brandon, Miles Sanders. Tonight at Slay with Ike.
Slay.
Coming up at 7 o'clock. ChiggsandPete's.com for details. That's every single week. Chuck from Mount Airy is here. He has called in, so he was listening. How will he respond to what happened yesterday? Angry Al, your phone calls as well. Who do you blame the most? We'll get to the Marks and Reese text line. That's next, Marks and Reese.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He gives it off to Scott, turns the corner, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, but a penalty flag. Penalty flag, he scored, they threw it at Herbig. Is it coming back?
It is.
Herbig can't keep doing that.
Holding, offense number 67, 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, would be first down.
That's the second penalty on Herbig that cost the Eagles.
There you go. We're back. Merrill and Mike. Nate Herbig came in for Kelsey, and the Eagles proceeded to get long gains and touchdowns called back. Bubba, who DMs me, says Herbig would start on 25 teams. He's a powerful run blocker. The refs had our number from first snap. Vegas needed the Giants.
Okay.
So, in other words, Bubba, you bet on the Eagles yesterday. Is that what that tells me?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that ticked a lot of people off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Oh, yeah.
All right. It got up to what, 4?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were worried that the Eagles were going to roll them.
Yeah.
You know, like money's coming in.
And I took the over. Hey, it could be anywhere close to being the over.
That was like one of your
22
Giants
points off
games. No, but that was like when you guys played the Giants, where it was ugly. Yeah. It's a matter of who's left standing.
Well,
at
I
the
really
end.
Was expecting the Eagles to score. Really, I wasn't expecting the Giants to score a bunch of points, but I thought the Eagles would get 30.
Right, Jalen Hurts would run around like he's been doing for whatever. Man, he is since.
Man, call those numbers out again.
Since the Lions game, when they really changed the way they were doing the offense, 57.8% completion percentage, 143 yards a game, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I mean, I know he's got the rushing touchdowns, and I'm not trying to take that away from him, because that is it. But
he's not a running back.
But you can't live and die like that. That's the problem, right. Is you can't live and die with the quarterback running the ball. If the best thing your quarterback does is run the ball, you're never going to win. Sorry, by the way, Lamar Jackson, you're going to be an MVP, and you can win 11 games a year. Until you can throw to win, you're not going to win.
Yep.
And that's a fair criticism. Until he does it, that's what everybody's going to say. And each year, it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And then he comes out as a 4-interception game on national TV.
Oh, that was terrible last night.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible. I was mad. I was still watching it.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, why am I still up with this nonsense?
Cleveland's bad, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was no.
What a bad game!
Yeah, it was one turnover after another. Yeah, I was like, "What am I doing right now?"
I was excited for the game too. I was. It was terrible.
Well, you know why I was really watching.
A
couple dollars there. Couple,
yeah.
A couple.
FanDuel might have been involved.
Yeah. I was trying. Indy cost me earlier in the day.
Oh, man.
And all they had to do was hold them to a field goal. If they just held them to a field goal on that last play
instead of the touchdown,
at least I push. They cost me money.
Wow.
Carson gets you one more time, pal.
Yep. Screwed you all last season.
Any other Browns dads want to get involved in what's going on with the team?
Everybody hates Baker, right? Who was that, Kareem Hunt's dad?
Yeah, Kareem Hunt Sr. Yep. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's certainly not good. All right, so Chuck is hung up.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
But Inge is here. Do we want to talk to Inge today?
Oh, of course.
Inge!
Yes.
Look, that was the first game where I was happy after the game.
I knew it.
Look, for once, Jalen Hurts showed progress by the last 2 minutes. I count that as a comeback win. Okay, I don't care about that loser wide receiver.
Is that in it? Like, so you have the moral victories and then the comeback
wins.
No, it's
not a moral. It's not a moral victory. I was looking. Look, as I told the people and told you guys, I haven't seen one improvement from Jalen Hurts from last year. Not at all. But yesterday's game showed me. Not only does he have the mental toughness, but in the last 2 minutes, I wasn't sure whether he could do that. He did. And I think with that loss, even though it was a loss, I think that's going to drive him. Maybe this team will go undefeated the rest of the year. I think that game, just remember that game.
Inge, I hear you.
I remember two things from that, Inge, real quick. He had, and I know you talked about the two-minute drive, whether it's before the half or whether it's at the end of the game. You wanted to see him do it in that situation. He had both of them yesterday. He failed at one, and I won't blame him for the last one. That was more Jalen Reagor. But he had a two-minute drive right before the half, and you saw what he did, right?
Yeah, exactly. But this is the deal, man. He needs to make this a consistent. I have to see a follow-through in the next 5 games. But this is the point. Yeah. I love the fact that he threw for 30 times. You have to. We can't just rely on the run.
Do you love the fact he only completed 14 of them?
He needs to throw it 30 times. Think about this. This is the deal with our sports in this city. I'll end with this point. We're getting rid of all the prima donnas, you know, the Wentzes of the world, the Ben Simmons. We got these kids now. They're exactly the same. I look at Jalen Hurts. I look at Carter Hart. And I look at Maxey. They're exactly the same player. They're limited in their talent. But they have heart. They have work ethic.
You got to have heart, Inge. You're right. Hurts had the big drive against the Chargers where they drove down and he did the flip. Mm-hmm. And he showed a lot of moxie there. I remember even though that was a loss, it was like, well, you know what? Like, he showed me something there. That was a big drive. They didn't play great. But it was a big drive, and he put them in position to, you know, he tied the game.
Yeah.
And you saw that yesterday at the end of the game. But unless a dude can consistently throw the ball, Inge, you can want him to throw the ball 30 times a game, and I'm fine with that. But he also has to be able to throw the ball 30 times a game.
Yeah.
And be successful doing that.
Yeah.
And as the more he plays, the more of a book the NFL has on him. And the more of a book the NFL has on him, they're seeing tendencies and they're seeing things. Yeah. Yesterday, I saw that they were trying to make him throw to his left more, right? Like, they know he wants to throw everything to his right. He wants to roll to the right, but he also wants to throw to his right.
They sent that rusher, that left edge rusher, up the field, and they said, nope, you're not coming out of the pocket on this side of the field.
Right.
Yeah.
So late you saw a couple where he escaped in the middle of the field, and that's how he got a couple of those runs.
Yep. Yep.
But he wasn't doing exit stage right like he had been pretty much up until this game.
No,
yeah,
you're right. They wouldn't let him.
So there'll be a spy on him up the middle. Like, at some point, the dude's going to have to be able to throw to win games, which he hasn't done yet.
And when you play divisional games like we have remaining, they've all seen
they
you
know.
Twice.
Yep. Yep.
This is the first time the Giants got a chance to see him. Washington saw him last year, and Dallas has seen him now twice.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what these games look like. Yeah. You're right, it's a great point. Angry Al checking in. Angry Al.
Johnny Mark.
Al, how you feeling, buddy?
What's up? What's up, Mike?
What's up, Al?
All right, what's up, Millie? What happened to Chucky Chihuahua?
Let me check. He's nowhere to be found. Jack said he had an important phone call he had to take.
And now he's mad at me on text messages.
Now he's mad.
He had to call his therapist.
Maybe.
He's needing help right about now.
How you feeling, Al?
But I've been dealing with all the Dallas crap after the Thanksgiving game, but then watching that game yesterday, I'm not worried about it. Dallas is going to win the division.
Yeah.
The
they
coach
are.
Got COVID, man.
Yep.
That's even better.
Yeah, the whole damn team has COVID. But Al, to your point, all I could think was 6-6. Now you're not that far behind the Cowboys. You had the last game of the season. Who the hell knows? And that's all done. All of it. All of it's over. Oh, something happened there.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Al. But
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
On a better note, Justin in Tennessee joins us. Justin, what's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Well,
what's up, Justin?
You know.
Not good, brother.
I know. It's It's not good. It's not good at all. I want to apologize first and foremost because I didn't get to call in last Wednesday. I told Jack, man, work's been driving me crazy. Y'all hiring up there? I might think of relocating. Y'all got a job up there for me.
Well, we can open up a producer spot.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I can't fill Jack's shoes or Seltzer shoes. Them some big shoes to fill, boys. I don't know if I can do that.
What about Tucker Bagley's shoes?
Me and Tucker might be able to work pretty good together. I don't know. We might have to look into it. Now, anyway, I totally agree with what you said earlier, Ike. I think we're definitely going to have to look at getting a receiver, especially in free agency. You're going to have Allen Robinson. He's going to be a free agent.
Devontae's
going to be a free agent. There's going to be some big-time free agents out there, and we're going to have some money to spend. But Rager, he just ain't it. And it's proven out, unfortunately. And, I mean, Hurt, that game was on him yesterday. People can argue about Rager dropped the ball. Why was he not even looking at Devontae? Had he been used to Devontae being covered up all day and then he's just keying on somebody else? I don't know.
Devontae, that was on the left side of the field.
And there you go.
Just remember
that. That was.
Yep.
And, I mean, that game was on him. People can say, well, we should have been running it more the first 20 minutes, whatever. Man, you've got to get the ball to your best playmakers, being Goddard and Devontae. That's plain and simple. And if they're not getting open, you know, switch off to a run or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I ain't no football guru, but that game was on Jalen yesterday.
Yeah, it seemed like it was harder than it needed to be.
Yeah. And the thing that really kills me, after that Saints game, he really had an opportunity to go up there and get a win against the Giants and now against the Jets and really solidify himself as the guy next year. But he only hurt himself yesterday. And, I mean, this – everybody's saying, well, who was it? Rap Sheet said something about they're leaning more toward looking at him being the starter for 2022.
Right.
Well, I mean, that game's going to really count against him when they get down to Grayden Philbin.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yes.
And I don't think they'll ever be out on Wilson or Watson, as far as that matters. If an opportunity presents itself for those three first-round picks, I think they will do whatever they have to get either one of those guys. I really do. And
he keeps playing like this, you're right.
Yeah, and with the way Wilson is playing, it ain't going to take three first-round picks to get him.
It ain't. It sure ain't. But anyway, that's just my thoughts on it, and I wanted to apologize. I really wanted to call, but my work has been crazy here lately.
Apology not accepted, Justin. Not accepted.
Hey, you know what I say, boys. I lean it like I always do. I love you, boys. I mean it. I'll get off here and keep listening.
All right, Justin.
Love you, buddy.
Yep. There he is. Justin, who started the I Love You Man Thursdays.
Yeah. Yep.
Which will come up this Thursday. Let's get to the text line, Jack.
Text line.
First week of the season. Jalen is the franchise QB. Next 6 weeks. Why the hell is this guy our QB? Last week, Jalen is our savior. This week. Welcome to Philly, Jalen. Billy from Devon.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
You had to figure we were going to get one of these weeks, right? Where it was like,
yeah, he's not the guy.
Yep. He loves me. He loves me not. Where will it stand at the end of the season? Right? It feels like to me, Ike, that they're gonna still consider their options, but will they be able to find an option that makes more sense? And they probably won't. Right? Like
Yeah, that's what I believe. But, man, this thing keeps going in this direction. They're going to be coming up with a way to make a pitch to these free agents. And he's right. Guys like Odell Beckham Jr., guys like Allen Robinson, Devontae Adams could be a free agent. You pitch that to one of these veteran quarterbacks that you're going to pair, you're going to sign him, put him with Devontae Smith, and you put a veteran quarterback back there, Russell Wilson.
Goddard, a couple running backs.
It can become more appealing real quick.
Good offensive line.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. They're not that far away with better than competent quarterback play.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
I know this is a cry over the Eagles kind of day, unless you're Mad Mike. But boy, wouldn't this be a great spot for Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies to swoop in with some good news? Maybe? Please? It's bad enough half the league's free agents are Mets now. New York wants to twist that knife that much deeper today. Ugh. Mike in Birdsboro.
The spike cast can deliver.
I mean, listen, today's not the day, you're right, but unfortunately, John Middleton isn't, and Ike brought this up actually prior to coming on the air, but, like, John Middleton's looking too much at the right now rather than, like, yeah, you spent all this money before, you're going to get zero return on that investment. Yeah. By sitting tight.
Yeah. Got tough decisions to make. I know they don't want to go over that luxury tax, but, man, how do you keep up with the rest of the teams in this division?
Jack, how much money will they have to spend, the Phillies?
Well, they have 41 before they reach the luxury tax, so they do have some.
Okay.
Some.
Castellanos is a name that's being.
Castellanos, Schwarber.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't deal with Schwarber.
Oh, he'd be great.
Batting 210, but he walks and he strikes out a ton. And
he hits absolute tanks.
Yep. 35 home runs, 210, 215 strikeouts, and his on-base percentage will be like 350.
So we won't like him.
He's going to be, if they sign him, he'll be a Philly legend. I'm just telling you.
Got to stay healthy, too. But
I've already envisioned him hitting a Stairs home run, and we're all tearing up and having great times.
Yeah, good luck. All right, what's next?
I may be a snake, but at least I'm a snake that would have caught those balls. Alshon from his couch.
Balls, Alshon.
Yeah. What do you think Alshon's doing these days? Is he eating popcorn on his couch watching the Eagles like Doug?
I guarantee you he's 230.
He looks like a guard.
Boy, yeah. I guarantee he's 230 right now. On weight.
An athletic 230 or a
Oh, no. Well, you know, his body never had any type of definition to it. So, yeah. he pretty much realized it's over. Yeah, he's chilling. Enjoying his he's a Super Bowl champion. He's made a lifetime of money.
He's not going to be like an Ocho Cinco that keeps trying to get
back
in the league.
No. You may not hear from Alshon again.
Ever.
Well, he never liked the public eye anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so he's good.
Yeah, he's better than good.
Yeah.
What's next?
I don't want to have to play this weekend. I just don't want practice until Wednesday. Gardner from the NovaCare trying to learn the playbook quickly.
All right, Ike, so Nick Sirianni saying he's hopeful that Jalen Hurts can play this week.
Yeah.
How do you decode that? Is this injury more serious than – I didn't even know he was injured, to be honest.
Well,
I know they talked about it.
I mean, if it were any other quarterback, I wouldn't worry about it. But because they want to run the football and he's a big part of the running game.
It's a big part of what they do, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. Maybe the ankle is – here's the one thing I look at. Kyler Murray had hurt his ankle in the last game that he played, but he finished the game.
Right.
He hasn't played in a month.
No, he did. Three
so,
games.
So I say that to say Jalen finished the game, but I don't know how it's going to affect his mobility once the adrenaline calmed down and whether or not he could move around right now. Kyler Murray seemed like he had a high ankle sprain.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if he's out 3 weeks plus the bye, right?
Yeah, like, he's been gone 4 weeks.
That's how it's been treated.
Yeah.
I mean, even though they've been saying it's a game down decision, no one really believed he was playing in a lot of these games.
And he hasn't played. Yeah.
And they've won two of the three, which is good on
them. I mean, I don't know. I say that to say Kyler Murray's a running quarterback, meaning he needs his legs as well. And we know he's a thrower, but mobility is a big part of his game. And if he can't move around back there, he's basically a sitting duck.
Well, if this is a high ankle sprain, then Jalen Hurts isn't playing on Sunday. So we'll
right. That's what I said. Like, I don't know what it is, but let's see if he practices Wednesday. I mean, he may be out there. He may not. I don't know. But we're all waiting now.
Yep. What's next, Jack?
So, Jack, you're an expert at drops. How would you rate Rager's on a scale of, let's say, Pinkston to Aguilar? Scott from Delco.
So the guy that caught the babies that said about Aguilar, he's been in every meme and everything that I saw today, except it's been replaced with Rager.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we need an updated version.
Yeah.
We do. Well, we don't need another fire.
With throwing babies. No, but an updated comment. Yes.
Yes, we need to get him on record.
Yes.
Good idea. Jack, try to book him. We can get him to say it.
All right.
On the air. Any more?
The silver lining in yesterday's loss? It probably keeps Joe Judge as Giants coach for an extra year before he's back coaching high school football in Bucks County. Short-term pain, long-term gain for the Eagles. Joe and New Hope.
Oh! Jillio. Jillio is going to need an extra day to figure out what he says tomorrow coming up at.
About Jalen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Because Chuck needed another day,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, good luck.
He is in the players' lounge tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Joe's in the players'
lounge. Yeah, because Elliot's out tonight.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah. All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged this holiday season, visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Herb in Northeast Philly.
Uh-oh.
Herbie!
What?
Not what.
So, hold on. Herb, you're on a bus. You have us on speaker, and you're driving.
I'm driving right now. I got nobody in here. Calm down.
Well, I know. I'm just trying to...
Yeah, you put me on at the end.
What?
I've been waiting for you for 3 hours.
All right, see ya.
Boo.
Let's go to Troy in Northeast Philly. Troy, how are you?
Hi, Jim Johnny. What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Troy?
Listen, Hike, you made an excellent point, man. You said, what other option did he have? He got to throw the ball to somebody. But I think the surface problem is the play calling. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you look at teams like Dallas and you look at teams like New England. Dallas didn't have two of their top receivers, and yet they made a game out of it on Thursday. And then New England, they got people like Aguilar and Myers, and these guys are winning like four or five straight. So it's the play calling. But the biggest problem is, you know, falls back to Howie, because he's the one who controls the play calling, and he's the one that puts those coaches in a position and brings the players in here, the clientele in here for the play calling. Mm-hmm.
See, Troy, I would argue that it's less about play calling, it's more about personnel. He has one wide receiver out there.
Well, and he brought up two guys or two teams. It's their quarterback play. That's the difference. I mean, I know Jalen shouldn't be where Dak is at right now in his sixth year, but that's how Dak can play the way that he's playing without his top two receivers out there. He's a six-year vet.
Right.
It's the quarterback play. You want me to go to the rookie in New England? It's what they're asking him to do, what he's good at. He's a pocket passer. He's an accurate thrower. They aren't asking him to do anything else.
A lot of short throws.
They understand his limitations. Yeah. They know what he can do, and they've given him a little bit more each week. I think Jalen will quiet a lot of people and the critics the better he plays. He has a game where he throws three interceptions and goes 14 for 31. Guess what? Critics coming back out. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to avoid that. It just isn't. Like, we can like the kid all we want to. But any other quarterback throws three picks in a game the way that happened yesterday. We're not looking at the other facets of the team. We're looking straight at the quarterback.
That's it. All right, today's broadcast live from Chickies and Pete's brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's is hiring all positions, full and part-time, all locations online, chickiesandpetes.com/careers. Coming up next, Brandon Graham Show, Ike.
Yeah, the good thing is that it's not over. I still think we'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, they lost the game.
We said 4-2.
Yeah, they weren't going undefeated. Lose to the Jets, and then we riot.
Lose to the Jets, and I'm taking off the rest of the year.
Yeah. Right now, we'll get over it in 24 hours, you know, the anger part. But the season isn't over with yet, all I'm saying.
And we'll be back tomorrow to get some of the leftover reaction. Brandon Graham's coming up next. I'll stick around with Howard Eskin, and then the Players Lounge Slay joins Ike Reese and Joe Giglio. That's coming up at 7, right here live from Chiggs and Pete's. We're out. Brandon's coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.